Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Adam Felber has the lead. Peter, he has 4 points. Nico Case and Alonzo Bowden, they're tied for second. They both have 2 points.
Okay, so we flipped a coin. Nico has elected to go second. So, Alonzo, you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill-in-the-blank. On Tuesday, Dennis Rodman arrived in blank to hang out with his friend Kim Jong-un.
North Korea.
Right. Last Friday was the last day in office for Bob Filner, the embattled sexually harassing mayor of blank.
San Diego.
Right. Microsoft announced on Monday that it is buying blank's line of smartphones.
Nokia.
Yes. A Lufthansa flight was forced to make an emergency landing this week when passengers started complaining about blank.
The smell?
Yeah, the smelly carpets. After a 12-week break on Thursday, blank returned to The Daily Show.
Jon Stewart.
Right. Jennifer Lopez, Harry Connick Jr., and Keith Urban were announced as the new judges on the reality show blank.
American Idol.
Right. A landlord who rents to college students in Wales says he spent thousands of dollars replacing hundreds of mattresses ruined by blank.
Ooh.
Let me whisper it in here.
Go whisper it.
Bronzer. Artificial tan. Artificial tan?
Yeah.
How would a black man know that?
Was correct. The answer was basically a bronzer, fake tanning cream. The landlord was mystified when he found a person-shaped orange stain soaked in to the mattress of a bed in his apartment building.
It's known as the Shroud of Boehner.
Carl, how did Alonzo do in our quiz?
6 correct answers, 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Alonzo has the lead.
All right, very good. All right. Nico, you're up next. You ready?
Mm.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
I recommend for you a stream of consciousness approach. not for your benefit so much as for ours, but really,
okay.
Whatever works. Here we go. Okay. Fill in the blank, Nico. On Wednesday, the Department of Veterans Affairs announced it would begin extending spousal benefits to blank couples.
Gay couples.
Yes, indeed. California prison officials announced Thursday that their inmates' 60-day blank had ended.
Lent?
No. Hunger strike. The supermarket chain Aldi has confirmed that there is horse meat in its beef products, but no more than blank percent.
5%?
100%. Wow. In some cases. After the 2016 Olympics in Rio, champion sprinter blank announced that he will retire.
I think the last time I watched the Olympics, the Olympic sprinter was...
Jesse Owens?
No. No.
Can I whisper in her ear?
Yes.
Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt.
Yes, Usain Bolt. On Wednesday, the search engine blank revealed its first new logo in 18 years, which looks remarkably like its old logo.
Google?
No, Yahoo. A man's plan to smuggle live fish into New Zealand failed miserably when officials noticed he had blank. Wet pants. They noticed he was smuggling fish because he had wet pants. If you're going to try to smuggle live fish, do not put them in your pants. The man had successfully stuffed his pants with plastic bags filled with water and fish. Things were going fine until he sprung a leak.
He should have got a stadium buddy for
this. He should have, exactly. Officials were quick to catch on, with one perceptive official saying, quote, "This appears to be a deliberate attempt to smuggle fish into the country." Carl, how did Nico do on our show?
She had 2 more correct answers for 4 more points. She now has 6 points and second place.
That's awesome. Got to start somewhere. And how many does Adam need to win?
6 points to win.
All right. Here we go, Adam. This is for the game. In a speech Wednesday, Bill Clinton urged uninsured Americans to sign up for blank.
Healthcare.
Well, yeah, Obamacare. Chobani announced it was recalling some of its blank because of mold and customer illnesses.
Yogurt.
Yes, Greek yogurt. The New England Patriots this week released beloved but not very good quarterback blank.
Tebow.
Tim Tebow. Residents of Sweden were warned to be careful after a man was threatened in his own yard by a blank.
Goose.
Gang of Drunken Moose.
Oh, sure.
On Tuesday, John McCain said that Vladimir Putin needs to return New England Patriot owner Robert Kraft's blank.
Super Bowl ring.
Right. PBS fans were thrilled with the announcement that blank, the science guy, will compete on this season's Dancing with the Stars.
Bill Nye.
Right. Just weeks after Alex Rodriguez was suspended from baseball for using performance-enhancing drugs, he has appealed. Cleveland Indians pitcher Chris Perez was fined for blanking.
Spitting.
No. For mailing marijuana to his dog.
Oh, right.
The package contained 9 ounces of marijuana and was addressed to Brody the dog, who amazingly is smart enough to read his own name on mail.
I thought the pitcher's explanation was great.
What did he say? You know,
what can I do? The dog's got a problem.
Yeah. No word if it was a drug-sniffing dog that detected the weed in the package, but if it was, not cool, man. Not cool. Carl, did Adam do well enough to win?
He needed 6 correct answers to win. He had just 5 correct answers. So at 16 points, Alonzo Bowden is this week's champion.
Wow!